Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to New Life Live. So glad you're with us here today. It's a great day at New Life with Mylon Yurkovich and Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi, guys.
Hi, Steve.
And let me say this, if I might. Happy birthday, Madeline Arterburn, 25 years old today. Who would have thought?
Wouldn't have thought it.
Oh, my gosh, and she's so beautiful now. Oh, I mean, she always has been, but she really
is.
She is.
Well, she's such a joy, such a gift to my life, and I'll tell you, she was a gift when the nurse put her right in my arms, I got to tell you, but man, it just got better from there. People would say, oh, well, wait till the teen years. They were better. Then they'd say, well, you know, wait till she's in her 20s. She will have – it got better from there. We went to Ireland. She went to Ireland with all of us. It was phenomenal. Anyway, thank you, God, for Madeline, and happy birthday to my sweet daughter. Well, Mylon and Jill, Christmas Eve tonight, as most of you know, Santa Claus is coming to town. And at our place, that's for sure, with a six-year-old little Amelia. And, of course, we're very sensitive about not secularizing Christmas. That's why we have Santa come. So, anyway, oh, I hope that you have a great, great Thanksgiving.
Christmas.
I was just leading up to it. And Christmas. And New Year. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, hey, let's go right to the phones. Let's just crank it up here, and let's talk to Donald from Topeka, Kansas. Hello, Donald.
How are you, buddy?
You know what?
Donald is gone.
Donald. Oh, let's pray for Donald. He ducked out. Now, let's go to Amanda. Amanda from, Madisonville, Texas?
That was funny, Steve.
That was funny.
That was very fast.
Did anybody catch that?
No, that's a Disneyland joke.
I know.
Okay. Donald
Terry's
duck.
Laughing.
Yeah.
In the sound.
Yeah. He ducked out.
Thank you, Terry, for laughing.
Donald, call us back because your question was a very good question.
It was a good one.
All right. Hi there. Hello, Amanda.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm a big fan. Thank you so much. I've learned so much from you guys. It's just, I'm a little overwhelmed right now. I'm kind of nervous, but I'm going to try to get through. Well, I was married for 15 years to an unfaithful person. It turns out to be a narcissist, and I actually had one counselor tell me he was a sociopath. Mm-hmm. But he's so unbelievably intelligent. I mean, he scored like top 99% in Mensa. And so he's very, very smart. And so all of his manipulation and his abuse, there was physical and emotional and mental abuse. But he's so smart. It was under the radar for everybody. And I unfortunately protected him because, he conned me into believing that our relationship was our private personal relationship. So I never spoke about anything that was going on in the marriage, but I wanted to leave him 11 years ago when I found out about an affair, but I honestly was so afraid of him that I was afraid to leave him with our two small girls alone because he was so unpredictable and could be very violent.
Yeah.
And, do you need to go to break?
We do.
I hear the music. Okay.
But where's all this going? Are you guys married or not married?
No. Unfortunately, we're still married. I've been trying for 2.5 years to get a divorce, but You know, my one question is, how do I forgive someone that I fear so much, and I fear for my children? We have four children now, and between the ages of 13 and 7, and there's only supervised visits. He can only visit once a month.
Hold on. We're going to talk to you right after this. Hang in there.
Thank you.
I've had a weight problem my entire life. I learned to use food as something to comfort myself. Subconsciously, I was hoping for a magic wand. I had tried various things. I tried 12-step programs. None of those approaches were quite like what I heard at Lose It for Life.
You can lose weight and keep it off for life, but it involves more than just the latest fad diet or exercise machine. If the underlying emotional, spiritual, and physiological issues aren't addressed, the weight returns. The next Lose It for Life workshop is January 22nd through the 24th in Dallas, Texas. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
My whole mentality completely shifted. I wasn't so concerned anymore about what I weighed. I was more concerned with making healthy choices. It hasn't been the same since.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here talking with Amanda. Amanda was is married still to a narcissist. Someone even said maybe even a sociopath, and she has called to say, "How do I forgive this man?" Is that right, Amanda? That's the question.
That's one of my questions, right? How do I forgive him when I still fear him and I fear for my children? We go back to court. We've been to court so many times, and we go back on the 28th. Because he's trying to get the supervised visits lifted, and he was ordered to take a psychological evaluation with a specific doctor, and I had to pay for half the eval, and that was 2 years ago, and he just won't go do it. Well, he went to some counselor and got her to write off, saying that he was capable of, you know, being around the children. But he was never involved in the children anyway. He's military. So he was always gone. He kind of used that as a scapegoat to get away from the family. And it was about three months before my boys even said, "Hey, where is he?" Because my children were so used to him being gone. I mean, you know, us being separated has really affected them in only positive ways because they're not being around.
So, Amanda, I am wondering why forgiveness is your first question. I mean,
because I feel like, I'm a Christian. He is an atheist, and I know.
Did someone Did someone tell you that your biggest priority right now should be forgiveness? Or
No. I just feel like I know that's what I need to do to help me move on, and to set a good example for my children.
Okay. Well, I do believe in forgiveness, and it's a good thing. I think that, though, right now, when you're in the midst of something where you are afraid and things are ongoing, it's hard to forgive. I mean, you can forgive things from the past, but it's hard to forgive things that are continuing in the moment.
Right. That's where, yes, and the anxiety and the fear is just, it's overwhelming to me.
Yes, it is. I think right now, I mean, yes, forgiving down the road, but right now you are having to get through this.
Yes.
And to pull in the people and the support to not get sucked into this man that manipulates.
Right. And I am just so afraid that, I'm confident that he won't get the unsupervised visits, but I really fear for my children. If, in fact, he does. And, you know, and my other question was, I'm so protective of my children, and I try to be such a good role model for them, and I don't talk bad about their father because I know they don't know all of the things because I protected them from a lot of things that he did. But I don't want to talk bad about him, but yet I don't want, you know, I don't want them to think he's a safe person. And
right.
That's a rock and a hard place.
So you, yes, but you need some coaching, and you mm-hmm. can do that. And you can talk to them about, well, sometimes people who have the same personality that your father, or sometimes people, because of the way they grow up, they are this way and that. So you can do it from a place of getting them to try to understand him versus, you know, well, he's a jerk and, you know, things like that. Those are
right.
different things. You need to have age-appropriate truth that goes to them as they grow up. So
well, and some right. of that, Amanda, it's not... In protecting them, you don't want to create a reality that isn't true. So
exactly.
you right, you want to know what they know and think, right? So you want to hear from them instead of assuming that you've got to give them some answer.
Yeah.
And then you want to validate in a way, like Steve was saying, more age appropriate. You know, some people make bad choices. Daddy's made some bad choices. We can still
and that's
right. Go
right,
ahead.
That's exactly what I told them. I mean, my oldest, she's almost 14 now. She was 11 when we actually severed the ties and left. And, you know, he's spent a couple of, he's supposedly attempted suicide four times. He's been in two mental institutions. The military continues to accept him back, and they won't, like, it's mind-blowing to me that mm-hmm. somebody so mentally unstable is being allowed to continue, you know,
so,
handling firearms and
right. So yes, that is Amanda. Amanda, you want to teach your children to trust their gut, to not
right.
override it, because with someone who's a manipulator, they get you to doubt yourself and to believe their view of things, right?
Exactly.
So,
I've spent so many years with him making me believe that I was crazy, you know, when
right.
he would choke me or the children, and most of his physical abuse was his military tactics used on us to physically subdue us. But then he would play it off like I'm joking, you know, and I'm like, but that it hurts, and you know, my children are crying, and oh, they're not really hurt; they're just, you know, playing.
So,
he just completely disregards their feelings.
So let me just ask you a question:
right.
Is the priority? Okay. Given what he did to your boys, is the priority not making him look bad, or is the priority helping them understand mm-hmm. what happened to them? What's the priority here?
Oh, definitely helping them.
Okay, so quit
right.
saying, I don't want to make him look bad.
Yeah.
Don't say that
well,
anymore.
Your job
don't,
is not
no,
to
don't
buffer
say that.
Him.
Right.
Don't say that.
Right.
Don't say that.
And,
that puts an attitude in you. That isn't appropriate. It's not appropriate for you to be focusing on, I don't want to make him look bad. He is bad.
Yeah.
What you want to be saying
is yeah.
I want my boys to grow up with understanding and discernment. And I have to tell them the truth in an age-appropriate way. Okay?
Yes. And it's really helped, you know, the past 2.5 years where he's only had the supervised visits. He's being held accountable for any of his actions, but
that's
there's
good.
Still so much, you know, my two girls are 13 and 10, and he emotionally manipulates
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, you really have to deal
right.
with
so,
that.
So, Amanda, you are calling us for help, and I appreciate you doing
right.
that. And one of the things we're trying to say is your word balance is off here. You're teetering toward the forgiveness when really you ought to be teetering toward very strong boundaries and truth with your children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thought number one. Thought number two, you need a bulldog for an attorney.
I know, and I'm invested almost $15,000 into my mm-hmm. attorney right now can't even afford.
Okay, so let me ask you a question again. This is the person. If you were afraid of your husband and intimidated, this is the person who is your advocate. And even if you have to borrow the money, would do whatever you have to do to get the protection you need. Number two, if he ever does, and if the children ever report anything, that you need to call the police. And number three, your family should probably go to a psychologist at least once a month or twice a month, so the psychologist can help you talk these things through. Then also that psychologist can represent you in court as well.
I do. I have one. She works with my attorney, and she's wonderful.
Good.
My children have been seeing her.
Good.
We took a little break because the children were exhausted from going, because when she sees us, she sees each one of us for X amount of time, and it ends up being about 3.5 to 4 hours.
Okay, so
the kids were tired, but she did. She came to court with me. And
Amanda, I hear you. Yes, so protective of your children. They're so tired. They're so tired. They're so tired. That's life. I'm sorry. I hate to feel harsh here, but life is hard, and sometimes the things that are the right thing to do are tiring.
Right.
And your children have to experience that, and this is where this is your Achilles heel.
Now,
it's making people uncomfortable.
I want to use something. I want to use something that Mylan said as an example of perspective. Mylan said, if you have to go in debt, you need to have the right attorney to represent you. Okay, so does that mean that New Life, we think people ought to go out and spend money and go into debt? No, we don't.
Yeah,
But look, wait. We have to evaluate. If debt is the difference between I can protect my children and I can't, then we're going to say debt over not protecting your children, see? So we're not saying debt's a good thing. We're saying in these situations, you have to look at priorities and you have to have somebody helping you with that. That's why when we say forgiveness isn't the priority here right now. Forgiveness is going to come later. Right now, it's making good decisions and having the energy and the insight to do that rather than to spend it on, hey, I've got to get beyond this. You said, I've got to get beyond this. You're not beyond it.
You're in the middle
of it. So don't be looking at what do I need to do to get beyond it. What you need to be looking at is what do I need to do to stay in the thick of it and to stay there.
How can I be smart and wise in the middle of this?
Right. Okay?
And worry about the forgiveness when it's all over.
Amanda, you're getting triggered here. And the little Amanda on the inside, who's probably been afraid for a long time, is getting pulled up. That's the other thing that's happening, isn't it? I'm
and
so
I
sorry.
I
know.
So strong for my kids.
I know.
The way to be strong for
you.
Okay, yes. But the way to be strong for your kids is to get the support for that little girl inside of you from other people.
Yeah.
That's the only way. I hope that if you don't hear anything else, you'll hear that. That's the way you do it, right there. You get support.
I have a good, my family, and I have a couple of friends that have been to court with me. So, you know, every single time, and I do have a good support system, but I know they're tired too.
And you're tired. Amanda's tired. Amanda's tired.
Because this is a battle you never wanted to fight, Amanda.
That's right.
No.
I'm praying for you right now. Lord, I'm just praying you'll give Amanda peace and rest, but you'll also give her courage and wisdom and insight, and that she will come to see priorities through the support that you'll give her, people that will tell her, hey, let's deal with this before we deal with that. Let's look at how and what we need to do to help those children. That's what I'm praying right now. Lord, be with her. All right.
Thank you.
I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice. I hope you can get to the workshop. I think it would be really beneficial. And I got to tell you, if you've been married to a narcissist, if you've been married to someone that's got a personality disorder, it's amazing what they can do, how they can convince you what's right is wrong and what's wrong is right. And we have a great, wonderful segment on tv.newlife.com, and it's on gaslighting. And it's all about somebody manipulating you with half-truths and distortions, and I'd sure like for you to take a look at that. I'm going to give you a subscription to that, and I hope that that'll be a blessing to you and everybody Steve, else. It's tv.newlife.com.
That is such a wonderful gift to give mm-hmm. to Amanda for two reasons. One, it's very generous on your part. Number two, Sherry, Dr. Sherry Keffer, who shares that piece of information and does those segments on that topic of gaslighting,
yeah.
was, as she says herself, she was victimized.
Right.
And
okay.
so it's a story of from you know, ashes to strength, you mm-hmm. know, and that's the great thing about that particular segment on the radio
She's
and
been
on
there.
The TV. She's been there. She knows all about yeah. it.
That's right. Well, I hope that she can also get to Healing is a Choice, our workshop. We have some amazing workshops coming up. Lose It for Life, January the 22nd. I'll read you a testimony when we come back. That's going to be amazing for so many people that have been struggling for years. They find the answer. They never gain it back. The Ultimate Intimacy Intensive, weekend of February 12th, 13th, and 14th. For all of those who want to increase the level of connection and intimacy in their relationship, here it is. Francis Chan will kick that off. Marilyn Meeberg will be there speaking. It's going to be one amazing time. And then, of course, Every Man's Battle is January the 8th. That's the same day Mylon's going to be in Boise speaking there. On the 7th, I'll be in Columbus, Ohio, doing a prayer breakfast. We'd love to see you. We'll be back after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Hey, we're back. Steve Arterburn. I said I'd read a testimony, and I'd like to live up to that. Here it is from Marty. Hey, before I went to Lose It for Life, I felt my eating controlled me. I didn't understand why. I thought it was my lack of discipline. It was my weakness. But boy, did I gain some insight? Did I ever learn about the hidden issues? There it is, what lies beneath. Those hidden issues, those secrets. I learned about those issues that triggered the emotional needs that I tried to satisfy with food. And I leave here connected to other men who I can trust, and we understand each other's needs. See, men come too, and they connect with other men over this, just like guys do with Every Man's Battle. I want to tell you something. I was watching White Christmas with my family, and they're smoking there, and I said to Solomon, I said, you know, in a lot of the movies back then, they had smoking, and they didn't know that it killed you. Well, you know, that was also back then, they didn't really understand how devastating weight can be and the impact that it can have on a person's life. We do now. And, you know, if you're overweight, you're overburdened emotionally, spiritually, and we can help you. We can help you deal with that and never have to deal with it again. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll give you a new life at Lose It for Life. It's going to be a great experience, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Well, how about we take another call here and go to Wendy? How about Wendy? Wendy, are you there?
Hi. So I'm calling about my son. He is 22 and has been struggling with drug addiction since he's been 18, in and out of various treatment facilities. Okay. He was recently clean for 9 months, but then he had a relapse. And he's back in IOP, seeing a counselor 3 times a week. He lives in a halfway house right now, so he had moved up to a more independent living situation, but now he's had to move back to where he has more structure there. So the issue is, the other night he called me, and he was just so upset with himself. And he said, "Mom," he said, I know what's going on with these counselors. I know what to say. I know how to get around them. I know how to manipulate people." He had this girlfriend that he just cheated on, and he said, "I don't know why I did it. I just do it. I'm an empty person inside." Mm-hmm. And he's just asking me, he's like, "I need more help in this." And my question is there more help, or is this part and parcel of the recovery process? Like, I don't really know what to offer him.
Well, great question. And there is something more. And what that more is, it's character.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to quit manipulating the counselor, mm-hmm, and work the character building program. When he starts working the character building program, he won't want to manipulate the counselors. So yeah, there's more. It's just not the more you want. The more is hard work. It's discipline. It's study. It's work. It's making restitution. It's looking at the defects in your life. And see, those aren't things a guy like him wants to hear. But that's where you say to him, "Honey, it's time to get to work." And right, it has nothing to do with what the therapist want you to say.
Because he's looking for something outside of himself to make him not do this. Instead, yeah, of just because you can do something doesn't mean you ought to. And the strength comes from choosing not to, because it's wrong. And the right thing is to not manipulate.
I understand that, and I think you're absolutely right. He's just has this amazing, charming personality, mm-hmm, that we always thought was a gift, but now, to me, it's a fault. And it's a problem. And the interesting thing about it is that I find that it's pretty profound that a 22-year-old is that self-aware. I thought that was interesting, but
Wait a second. What did you say?
I thought it was interesting that he's that self-aware of what his problems are. Like, he tells, I was surprised he would just tell me, "I'm empty, I manipulate people, I do all this," rather than just continuing in that fashion. Like, he realizes that all of this isn't working now.
He is so unself-aware that it's killing him. Don't be mistaken. Self-aware says not that I manipulate. Self-aware says, here's what I need to do to not manipulate. Self-aware says, I have gotten nowhere. Here's what I need to do to make progress in my life. I mean, he's 22. He's been doing this since he's 18. All he's aware of is it's not working.
So, right. So Wendy, listen to this. There is a level of self-awareness, mm-hmm, that he's saying, I don't like what's going on. I need to be open. But listen to this. Right now, he's hanging out with counselors and druggies. Now, those are two groups of people you can't have a permanent relationship with. Counselors and druggies, you can't. But he needs a group of real people, real men to hang out with. He needs to go to a church like Faith Church in Cincinnati, Ohio, where there's a bunch of really good guys in there. And he can start to learn what normalized, non-druggy, non-counseling relationships look like. Real people.
No, I agree with you.
He also does that. Okay, so then you say, what do? You find a group of men that'll mentor him. That's one of the things. I think that's one of the most frequent things we say on the show. Find a group of women. Find a group of men.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I want to tell you about our We Dared campaign and urge you to go to WeDared.com and take the challenge to starve your eyes for 30 days. You know, men are bombarded with sexual images every day. It's really hard to avoid. But we all have choices to make and a responsibility to be intentional about what we choose to look at and to think about. And we want to help you do that. If you take the challenge at WeDared.com to starve your eyes for 30 days, we'll send you an email each day with encouragement and tips to keep you on track. We'll provide free downloadable Bible studies for men, young men, and even the tween men in preparing your son for every young man's battle. You could even learn how to start an every man's battle group for sexual integrity. It's all there at WeDared.com. I hope you'll take the challenge to 30 days of sexual integrity and sexual purity. For more information, go to WeDared.com and take that challenge. I dare you to do it.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. All right. We're going to do a little special number for you at the end of the program. We're going to sing Silent Night. So if you have a hearing aid, turn it down.
Way to ruin the surprise.
Oh, was that supposed to be a surprise? Okay. Anyway, let's see. Now, we talked with Wendy. What else could we say? I'm going to send her a Life Recovery Bible to give her son. He needs people his age, mentors. She needs Al-Anon, like you really have to go to Al-Anon if you have a child in that situation. So I hope that would happen. Anything else that we want to add to something that might be helpful to her?
Well, I think just reiterating that he has to choose to work the program that he's at in an honest way, Steve, that you pointed out.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's no program great enough to rein him in,
right,
if he wants to continue to manipulate.
That is correct.
See, I wonder where his dad is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because mom's
gone.
There's
the question.
Mm-hmm.
So you get other guys in his life. And he's going to have to choose then which group of guys he wants to hang out with the most.
Yeah.
I mean, these are two great sports. This is a city that has two great sports teams. And just the number of athletes that are there, the number of churches where these athletes go, you know, the number of just hard-working people in Cincinnati. Just to get in a church group with a bunch of guys and get in a men's group.
But he needs both. He doesn't need that in lieu of
No, treatment. I agree with you.
Okay.
But that's all he's got right now. I'm just saying he needs to be with other guys that just aren't talking drugs and manipulation all the time.
And if you live in a town that doesn't have a sports team, we understand why you're not doing well.
I'm just saying I'm a Cincinnati fan, you know,
example.
From the West Coast.
Anyway, All right. Hey, be sure, if you've ever wanted to help a ministry and you have $100, that you don't pass up this opportunity for the New Life blanket. It's an amazing, amazing gift for you or for someone else that you care about. There's the New Life cross. There's the mug, you know, the travel mug with Mom's three sayings on it. Claire Arterburn right there quoted, "It's always something. If it's not one thing, it's another. And you never know." They're all right there. That's our way of saying thanks. $100, we send you the blanket. That's the blanket where Solomon said, you know, heaven is for real when you wear that blanket. And I was talking about the healing power of that blanket. And we aren't quite at the level of saying it's like a healing prayer cloth, but if we don't get the kind of support we need, we resort to that. Anyway, we would love for you to have that. Support us.
Value has been elevated.
That's right. We're elevating the value. All right, well, guys, let's. Why don't you pick the next caller and let's talk to somebody that just might need some help here.
Let's talk to Jenny, and she is in Cincinnati also.
Yes. Hey, Jenny, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. God bless you guys. Thank you for what you do. My question first is about reconciliation when there's been a break due to this lifelong stuff with a parent. I'm an adult child of a very bitter divorce. Mm-hmm. I was the oldest, and because of my say, basically, I gotta go back a little bit further, actually. My dad was abusive to my mother, but my mother was, present with us. I see now as my kids are now grown, but, you know, she was screaming and she was hitting us. So, you know, she came across as angry, you know, because
I guess
she
so.
Was unhappy with my dad. He was in mm-hmm. infidelity, many, many things, but he was not screaming and hitting us, so I thought he loved
yeah.
us, mm-hmm. you know, and I thought Mom hated us because she was screaming and hitting us. So when the divorce happened, I thought it would be best to go with Dad because he doesn't scream and hit us. What I now know is he didn't much care. Because he had me actually lie in court, I saw him beat my mother mercilessly. Kick her. I mean, it was awful. I lied. I lied in court. He got a good lawyer. They talked me into lying, took me in his office, said, "Well, you really didn't see that, did you?" And I realized what they were doing, but, you know, in my twisted thinking as a child who was already starting to get involved with the wrong crowds and things, I was saved as an adult. I was thinking, well, you know, I won't have her, you know, breathing down my back, smacking me and screaming at me. Mm-hmm. And, he wanted me then to take over babysitting of the kids after he made my mom leave the house. He got custody, he got the house, he got everything. I watched my mom have a bitter life, a very, very bitter life. She died in my house last year.
Okay, so what's the question for us?
Last 6 weeks. All right, well, even though Dad was, you know, part of my life somewhat, I'd see him holidays only, you know, he's not, even when he was part of my life, he's not part of my life. He's not interested. Mm-hmm. So I confronted him. I said, "Dad, you know, you made me lie, and I shouldn't have done it. You shouldn't have made me lie." And he says, "Oh, I didn't know you hated me," and he hung up on me.
Okay. So is that something, were you expecting him to all of a sudden become a man of integrity and say, "Gosh, I hope you can forgive me"? No.
No. Actually, after seeing Mom die in my house, I felt like I needed the freedom because that lie, it was like it bound me
mm-hmm.
this whole time. And I didn't realize it really even, but I felt like I needed,
okay.
you know.
So what's the question
once.
For us? How your mom is passed. How could yes. we help you? What could we do?
Well, should I pursue a relationship with a man who doesn't have a relationship with me? Should
well, you
I
did.
Forgive him?
You did pursue it, and he hung up on you.
Okay, thank you. That's what I needed mm-hmm. to hear. That's exactly what I need to hear. Do I need to reconcile with a father because he's my father only? No, I don't, do I?
Well, he's not. He's
not trying to reconcile with you.
No, he's not.
So what you need to do is separate and distinct from any contact with him, you need to forgive him.
Thank you.
For involving you in his lie, not because he deserves forgiveness,
right,
but because you deserve to get him out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not calling a radio station or a program
right. And
saying, hey, should I forgive a man who hung up on me? Or should I
reconcile
with this man? You should forgive him, but there's no reconciliation here.
There is none. You're absolutely right, unless I'm willing to go back to the lie.
Right.
Yes. Okay, that's what I need to hear.
All you can do is invite someone into health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when a daughter says, you know, Dad, I want to talk to you, and you got me to lie there, and he says, he hangs up saying, I didn't know you hated me.
that's what he said.
Okay, whoa. So that's like what a 15-year-old would do.
Right.
So you need people around you that can remind you of truth rather than help you see what's not there.
Right.
It's not there.
And you don't want to bite the bait of trying to prove to him that you don't hate him. That's the whole thing. It's
That was it.
Yes.
That's exactly how I saw it. He was trying to manipulate me.
Yeah, he wants you to call him right back.
Say, Dad, I really don't hate you. He gets you back under him.
Yeah, there you
right.
go.
So no, I'm not there. Even though there's money involved because he has the estate.
It's nothing.
He took everything. My mother had nothing. He took everything.
Say goodbye to that money.
Don't be held hostage.
I'm not. Money is not the issue.
No.
My self-respect and moving on with my life with people that are positive, that are not a negative pull on my life constantly.
Jenny, how old were you when you lied in court?
15 years old.
Okay. Hmm. And have you ever told your siblings what happened?
I don't know that they know, but my sister, she's involved with Dad's money, and she took care of Mom's, if you know what I mean, too. Mm-hmm. I took care of Mom. She took care of her money. So now I'm also lost my sister and my dad on the same day.
So what I would do is I would talk to each of your siblings personally, and I would tell them what happened. I would tell them that what happened at the age 15, so they know the clear story.
Just to set the record straight.
Just to set the record straight, so that then you could begin to possibly have a rebuilding of a relationship that's built around honesty.
Okay,
And I would also work on that.
Thank you very much.
Sure. We're sorry. Okay. This is hard.
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
Can we send her
Jane.
Forgiving our fathers and mothers?
Yes, we can. Yes. Coming her way. I hope that's going to be helpful to you. You're listening to New Life Live. We need your support here at year end. If you've ever thought about supporting us, boy, this would be such an amazing time to do so. I hope you will. 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back with more of New Life Live. Really glad that you help us, you support us, and you're with us today.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. particularly my relationship with God. I see him in a more accurate form and begin to trust him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here before our surprise music that you don't know about, but I already told you about. Let's go to Connie. Connie, how you doing? You're our final caller here on Christmas Eve, and Merry Christmas to you. How could we help?
Hello.
Connie?
This is
Hi, Connie.
Connie. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. How could we help you today?
Okay. Hi. I have a 21-year-old son who I would love to know what we can do to help him understand how serious it is, what he's putting in his mind with, you know, R-rated video games and watching sci-fi TV for a few, you know, 3 hours or 4 a day. And also he has this rebellious spirit that it seems to, you know, just be pervasive in his life. I'll ask him to do something, and he'll say no before I've even finished asking the question.
Well, where's old dad in all this? How's their relationship going?
Well, his dad is very present in his life. He's a very good dad. He's retired and spends a lot of time with him. But he doesn't always put a lot of requirements on him. But he's a very good dad.
So would you say he's a passive dad?
To some degree, yes. Yes.
Okay. Because it seems like to me,
I don't quite understand how to, you know, how to coach him in life issues, relationships,
yeah,
and spiritually and so on.
All right. He's, well, let's hear from Mylon and Jill and see what they think might be helpful here.
It says on the screen, he's adopted. How old was he when he was adopted?
Yes. We got him when he was a baby, like 2 weeks old.
Okay. So did he have any other reactive attachment types of behaviors throughout his lifetime, or is this something new?
You know, I kind of wonder if those, like, rejection issues from being adopted have, you know, been another issue that, you know, is pervasive in his life. I don't know what the attachment issues are exactly, but he feels rejected by his birth parents. I know that. And he also has learning disabilities, so peers have made fun of him and kind of bullied him. And
well, sometimes we have to use a cautionary around the word learning disabilities, because sometimes people who are troubled, agitated, angry, bitter, preoccupied, obsessing, ruminating a lot, they look like they have learning disabilities, but in reality, they're struggling emotionally.
And learning difficulty.
So therefore, therefore they don't learn well, and that would have described me once upon a time, Connie. So the thing
pretty significant. They're pretty significant.
Okay, that's really important. So the thing I would focus on, instead of calling him rebellious, I would ask him, I would say to him, I'd say, you know, I know you're angry. Can you tell us more about your anger and the things you feel angry about? And I would also enlist the help of a therapist.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Anything you want to add to that, Jill?
Okay, good. Well, I would say do not get in power struggles with him, because then that's just a losing battle. Rather, you know, at times kind of question, instead of trying to make him do something, question what his thinking is. You know, can we think about this for a minute? How, you know, it seems like you always have this need to say no. Are you ever, Have you ever thought about why that is? And kind of explore more the process and the patterns versus getting him to do an action.
We have such great stuff on tv.newlife.com. I want to give you a subscription to that, and I hope that that's going to be a blessing to you. Also, I'm going to send you Mylan's book, How We Love. I think that's going to be a great help to you also. All right, if you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We sure do need your help, and I've been praising this blanket that is $100, either a gift or you could purchase it. We hope and pray that you get a bunch. And we've got 12 other gifts, like the mug from my mother, so many different things. And you can check out the workshops that we've got, and some coming right up in January, Every Man's Battle, Lose It for Life, both of those in January. You find out about it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. But right now, we'd just like to do a little number for you here, our way of saying thank you and wishing you a Merry Christmas. We've got our team there in Lake Forest. I almost said Laguna because that's where we used to live. And we're going to do Silent Night. There's our starting note right there. Are we ready, everybody? This is the New Life team. You could call us the New Life
Choir.
Yeah, New Life Singers. So here we go. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Well, that really is what it's all about. A silent night, a holy night, and I thank everybody at New Life, all of the folks that work so hard, so that people that have experienced conflict and turmoil and trauma can have some peace and joy in their life. And that's what we wish for every other person here. Anybody want to say anything there in Lake Forest about New Life? New joy, the new Christmas. Anybody want to add something? Larry, you're always good for a comment or two, I know.
Yeah, I think what I want to say is thank you. I just can't express enough what this ministry does, the impact that we get to see that so many people don't get to really see and experience like we do day after day after day. And I want to thank our staff for helping to make it all happen. And just God bless everybody for doing what they do to keep this thing going.
Amen. We really do. We do thank everybody that supports us. With some of you have never given 1 cent, and yet you pray every day for this ministry. We hear about that. And, you know, we'd love to come to your town and visit with you. We hope to get to see you there. We hope you can make it to a workshop. And you know, if you can't afford to come to a workshop and you know you need it, I hope you'll give us a chance to try to see if we could work out a scholarship or some way that you could benefit from it.
But Steve, also ahead. Thank you, and thank Mylan and Jill and all the other radio hosts. I mean, it's quite a talent and a gift and a skill for them, for all of you, to come and the microphones and take a phone call that you have no idea what they're going to ask, and to help and touch people. And lives are changed every day because of what you guys say on the air. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And thanks for all of the commitment and dedication you, your whole family, has put into New Life. But here's the main thing. If you need some help, call us. It can be better. Or if you want to help somebody else experience Christmas in a way they never have, next year could be totally different. Or if you want to get help for yourself, all of those, it's the same phone number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or newlife.com. We love you. We care about you. We want this to be the best Christmas ever. We want this to be the best year in 2016. You call us if we can help. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. See you next time. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.